TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features technology strategist Lucy Ferry Jones, recorded live at TED 2019.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You can earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
TED Talks Daily is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
I'm here because I've spent far too many nights lying awake, worrying and wondering who wins in the end. Is it humans or is it robots? You see, as a technology strategist, my job involves behavior change, understanding why and how people adopt new technologies. And that means I'm really frustrated that I know I won't live to see how this all ends up. And in fact, if the youngest person watching this is 14 and the oldest a robust 99, then together our collective consciousnesses span just 185 years. That is a myopic pinprick of time when you think of the evolution and the story of life on this planet. Turns out we're all in the cheap seats and none of us will live to see how it all pans out. So at my company, we wanted a way around this. We wanted to see if there was a way to cantilever out beyond our fixed temporal vantage point to get a sense of how it all shakes up. And to do this, we conducted a study amongst 1,200 Americans, representative of the US Census, in which we asked a battery of attitudinal questions around robotics and AI, and also captured behavioral ones around technology adoption. We had a big study so that we could analyze differences in gender and generations between religious and political beliefs, even job function and personality trait. It is a fascinating time-bound time capsule of our human frailty in this pre-dawn of the robotic era, and I have 5 minutes to tell you about it. The first thing you should know is that we brainstormed a list of scenarios of current and potential AI robotics. They ran the spectrum from the mundane, so a robot house cleaner, anyone, through to the mischievous, the idea of a robot pet sitter, or maybe a robot lawyer, or maybe a sex partner, through to the downright macabre, the idea of being a cyborg, blending human and robot, or uploading your brain so it could live on after your death. And we plotted people's comfort levels with these various scenarios. There were actually 31 in the study, but for ease, I'm going to show you just a few of them here. The first thing you'll notice, of course, is the sea of red. America is very uncomfortable with this stuff. That's why we call it the discomfort index, not the comfort index. There are only two things the majority of America is okay with, and that's the idea of a robot AI house cleaner and a robot AI package deliverer. So Dyson and Amazon, you guys should talk. There's an opportunity there. It seems we're ready to offload our chores to our robot friends. We're kind of definitely on the fence when it comes to services, so robot AI lawyer or a financial advisor maybe, but we're firmly close to the idea of robot care, whether it be a nurse, a doctor, childcare. So from this you'd go, it's okay, Lucy, you know what, go back to sleep, stop worrying, the humans win in the end. But actually not so fast. If you look at my data very closely, you can see we're more vulnerable than we think. AI has a branding problem. So of those folks who said that they would absolutely reject the idea of a personal assistant. 45% of them had, in fact, one in their pockets in terms of a device with Alexa, Google, or Siri. One in five of those who were against the idea of AI matchmaking had, of course, you guessed it, done online dating. And 80% of those of us who refused the idea of boarding an autonomous plane with a pilot backup had, in fact, just like me, to get here to Vancouver, flown commercial. Lest you think everybody was scared, though, here are the marvelous folk in the middle. These are the neutrals. These are people for whom you say, OK, robot friend, and they're like, robot friend, maybe. Or AI pet, and they go, well, I'll never say never. And as any decent political operative knows, flipping the ambivalent middle can change the game. Another reason I know we're vulnerable is men. I'm sorry, but men, you are twice as likely than women to believe that getting into an autonomous car is a good idea, that uploading your brain for posterity is fun, and 2.5 times more likely to believe that becoming a cyborg is cool. And for this, I blame Hollywood. And this is where I want you to look around the theater and know that 1 in 4 men are okay with the idea of sex with a robot. That goes up to 44% of millennial men, compared to just 1 in 10 women, which I think puts a whole new twist on the complaint of mechanical sex. So the year 2222 is an astounding place where everything here is mainstream. Unless you needed any more convincing, here is the generation's excitement level with AI. So not surprisingly, the youngest of us are more excited. But in possibly the most paradoxical finding of my career, when I asked these people my 3 a.m. question, who wins in the end? Guess what? The more excited you are about AI and robotics, the more likely you are to say it's the robots. And I don't think we need a neural net running pattern recognition software to see where this is all headed. We are the proverbial frogs in boiling water. So if the robots at TED 2022 are watching this for posterity, could you send a cyborg, dig me up, and tell me if I was right? Thank you.
20 years ago, Jimmy Wales founded Wikipedia as a place for everyone to share information. But he wasn't exactly sure how to run the site.
How do you put together a system that will generate a reasonable degree of quality and, you know, be open?
Ideas about building communities, online and off. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.